You are listening to the WGXC Acron 90.7 on your FM dial and WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
This is Carmen Borgia
and John Sturman. We're the hosts of Ukuleles Unleashed,
where you'll hear
and also
tiptoe through the tulips
and also
and some of this. There's always.
And remember this thing?
I'll grow when you.
Tune in the third Tuesday of each month from 8 to 10 p.m. for Ukuleles Unleashed
on WGXC 90.7 Acron.
One way to help your local community is to donate blood. And the Red Cross always is looking for donations, including specifically on Thursday, August 12th. There are donations set up in Hudson and Copaic Falls. In Copaic Falls, you can go to Our Lady of Hope Church from 1 to 6 p.m. Thursday, August 12th to donate blood. And in Hudson, you can go to the Hudson Elks Lodge 787. That's at 201 Harry Howard Avenue. Again, from 1 to 6 p.m. Thursday, August 12th at both locations. Go to the WGXC Community Calendar online to find out many more ways to get involved and help your community, or just go out and entertain yourself through the WGXC Community Calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's how you cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Inga Iverson of Philmont, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You have tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these reports. I'm Tom Rowe in Acre. Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie said August 13th that the New York State Assembly Judiciary Committee will suspend its impeachment investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo upon his resignation August 24th. Heastie said that their attorneys believe the state constitution doesn't allow them to impeach an elected official that's no longer in office. Quote, we have been advised by Chairman Levine, with the assistance of counsel, of the belief that the Constitution does not authorize the legislature to impeach and remove an elected official who is no longer in office, unquote, he said. Heastie said there was evidence that likely would have led to impeachment had Cuomo not resigned. The Attorney General's report released last week outlined how Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. The Times Union reports about rising COVID-19 case counts in the area and events being canceled because of the rapid spread of the Delta variant. This week, there were COVID-19 deaths in Greene and Schenectady counties. In Albany County, County Executive Dan McCoy said August 13th that they had 51 new positive cases in the past 2 days. The fireboat Harvey canceled its visit with the Hudson River Maritime Museum in Kingston after the crew had a positive COVID result. The Iroquois Museum in Howell's Cave canceled the Iroquois Arts Festival on September 4th and 5th. Quote, the museum remains open on our regular schedule, but concern for the safety of our visitors, artists, volunteers, and staff at a large event like the festival helped us to make this difficult decision, unquote, a statement said. Proctor's Theater is now requiring vaccinations for anyone attending shows there, where previously they just had a mask mandate. Southwest Airlines reported in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission August 11th that it's seeing an increased number of cancellations and fewer bookings because of the highly contagious Delta variant. Greene County announced 12 more COVID-19 cases August 12th and a high 4.9% positive test result rate over the last week. Columbia County reported 9 new cases August 12th. Dutchess County had 595 active cases, more than double the number at the beginning of August. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Melanie Lakosovic reports for Capital Region Independent Media in the Ravenna News Herald that Ravenna citizens will get to speak out August 17th about two large issues there, feeding ducks and cannabis sales. Ravenna in southern Albany County has a proposed local law that would make feeding wildlife illegal in the village. Mayor Bill Misuraca said at a July 20th town meeting that Ravenna has a duck problem and needed a solution. Misuraca claims the ducks are damaging the town, but the article does not describe how. Quote, essentially, it will be no feeding of wildlife with the exception of songbirds. So no deer, turkeys, ducks, geese, buzzards, whatever you are feeding can't be done anymore, unquote, he said. Quote, the fines are substantial, $300 to $600 for a first offense, $600 to $1,000 for a second. They are not criminal charges. No one is going to jail for this, but we would encourage people that it is just easier to stop. Please, you are not helping them, unquote. There will also be a second public hearing on whether the town should opt out of allowing retail cannabis sales. All municipalities in New York have until December 31st to vote against cannabis sales, or else they are allowed under the new cannabis legalization that passed in the spring. Both public hearings are at 6 p.m. August 17th at Village Hall, 15 Mountain Road in Ravenna. Read more about this story in the Ravenna News Herald. And the Daily Freeman reports that the Kingston Point Beach was closed again August 13th due to, quote, slightly elevated bacteria levels, unquote, by the Ulster County Department of Health. After a series of heavy rains in the Hudson River, the beach was closed for a week in July due to poor water quality issues. Dirty runoff water after rains generally makes many swimming areas toxic these days, and in July, all Hudson River beaches were closed to the public at one point. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts there is a 30% chance of showers before 1 p.m. on Saturday. And then it will be cloudy skies in the morning and then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 77. A low around 55 Saturday night, much cooler. Sunday also much cooler, sunny with a high near 75 and a low around 54. And then Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 78 and a low around 60. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audio-visual partner.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Leah Bertucci of Ridgewood, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10.
On the
number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
Next, we hear a song inspired by Radio Alice, one of the Italian free radio stations, or one might call pirate radio stations, that flourished in Italy in the 1970s when there was little oversight from the government. The radio stations lived in harmony and sort of worked together and did not interfere with each other. And Radio Alice was especially known for its programming that drew inspiration from the Situationists and Dada, and has been described as, quote, a mix between a classical medium of militant information and a sort of art experiment in media sabotage, unquote. In 1988, the San Francisco band The Catheads released an album called Submarine with a song called Alice on the Radio. It included bass player Alan Korn, who later became a broadcast lawyer and worked with WGXC to get our FCC broadcast license. He wrote about Radio Alice in this song called Alice on the Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 7.
Here's Dimaxion with some radio art. It starts with Chase Scene with Transistor Radio and leads into The Haunted Radio.
Thank you. hate this.
I hate the sound of that wind. What shall we do? Quick, the radio.
Number 6 6 6 6 6 6.
Thank you.
That was Tim Hecker with the song I'm Transmitting Tonight from his 2017 album Radio Amor.
Number
person. Long dark blues. Listen.
Number
four.
What? Book. Book. Look.
Radio.
Radio.
Yip, 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 yip.
Nope. Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing.
Number
three.
Sitting here wondering if this matchbox will hold my dreams. The redhead in my arms go up in flames, will dissolve mighty regimes with her screams. Or so it seems. She dragged my face from the eye to my lip on the rough side of the striking strip to the port side of a sinking ship. Staring at a compact mirror, the siren calling from another era. While you made faces and then blew kisses, drowned in a pool that hypnotized Narcissus. They say I have a perfect face for radio and a trumpet for listening. Cheek to turn to you, an eye for glistening. Tear that tear from me, hold it in your memory. Pull away the powder and the pain-painted dream of this and that disgrace. A silver band of marching souls, a button of brass, an epaulet of gold. That Lenten light, that slight fanfare that consoles. That trivial, sniveling rosary, that ring-a-ding rosemary, condemned a man, alas, at last, at requiem mass. I sound much better than I look, like a hero in a book. Now there is too much at stake, but perhaps you mistook my mistake for the tip in the print you dusted for from the hand you forgot to shake. Tumbledown Dick said to King Oliver, I don't shrink down at the thought of you. Give the people back their ringlet prince, just like you ought to do. Journey far from here like Gulliver, to lands at the edge of everywhere that we have still to discover. Where there's a soul of a jackboot in a broken brace, poised above a human face, forever and ever. Just doesn't matter if I should deceive you or if I should flatter. If your bankroll gets thin while some kitty gets fatter, radio is everything. From the straight to the narrow, to the broadcast from within, radio is everything. Radio is everything.
Number
two.
Thank you.
number
one.
And Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea, anyone within the sound of my voice, I've got 50,000 watts of power. Electricity. Can you hear me now? Out on Route 128, the dark and lonely. I got my radio on. Can you hear me now? Welcome to my top 10. I'd like to thank our sponsor. But we haven't got a sponsor. Not if you were the last man on earth. She was prepared to prove it. This one goes out to a special girl. There is no special girl! It's the end of radio! The last announcer plays the last record. The last what? Leaves the transmitter!
it really broadcasting if there's no one there to receive? It's the end of radio. As we come to the close of our broadcast day.